Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. And learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Lili Nishmas Getzel ben Yechezkel Mendel and Moshe Yisrael ben Mordechai. We are in Sefer Tehillim and we are up to Perek Mem Dalet. And in Perek Mem Dalet, we continue with the compositions of Bnei Korach. It's a memoir dedicated to Eretz Yisrael. They describe the assistance which allowed Am Yisrael to get into the land, and they get over the and they offer a kina over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to go ahead and cost Am Yisrael the situation, and it caused them to lose Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Korach highlight the early triumphs of Am Yisrael as invincible and armed with Torah Hashem, and then they're going to mourn the bitter defeat when we suffer, when we abandon those great Klei Melchama, Torah, and the Word of Hashem. However, Bnei Korach are filled with hope. Even in Galus, Am Yisrael have displayed loyalty to Torah. They'll give up their lives for Kedushas Hashem, and certainly that will unlock the gates of Geula in the future. And so we begin this kapitel, Am Natzech Bnei Korach Maskil, by the conductor for the sons of Korach, a maskil. That's either an instrument, etc., or an understanding of how to approach. Elokim Barznenu Shamanu Abusinu Siprulanu Paul Palta Bimeim Bimei Kedem Hashem. You should just know with our ears we heard, and our forefathers told us the things that you did in the days of old. The fact is, what did you do? Ata Yadcha Goyim Harashta Batitoim Batara Leumim. You, with your own hand, you drove the people out and you implanted them. You drove the people out, referring to the Shvatim. And that's what it says, goy ukal goyim yami mecca. And instead, what did you do? You, according to the Targum, you drove people out of Canaan and you established Am Yisrael there in that process, right? About the time Tara le'umim, about Tishalchem, you ripped out the nations and you made their lives difficult, says Rashi, and then you kicked them out of the land. Below kilo bechar bam yishu eretz uzrom lo arish alamo kimincha zroachavar panecha kiritzisam. It's not their sword that allows them to control the land, and that's something important for us to understand bismaneinu as well, right? And by the way, their strength is not going to help them in the process, because it's your hand and the light of your face. That's what works, because you favored them. Atom Malki Elokim Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. Only you are my king, Hashem. You should command Yeshuos Yaakov. And we know those words, Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. But you, Hashem, who performed the wonders for my avos, you are with me until today. And so therefore, please repeat those miracles. Tzave Yeshuos Yaakov. Please, in the name of Yaakov is associated with Yeshua, because it's HaMalach HaGoel Osimi Korah, that you are the Malach who saves us. V'chatzarenu ne'nageach b'shimcha navus kamenu. Through you, we shall be able to go ahead and go after our enemies, and by your name, we'll trample our opponents in this situation. In other words, we use the goring over here, and that's that. It's complete and powerful. It's not my strength, my weaponry that saves me. Because you saved us from our enemies and our haters, you shamed. And so therefore, in Hashem, we offer glory all day. What does that mean? So again, says the Ibn Ezra, we compose songs of praise to you. And the Radak is, we praise ourselves in the presence of our enemies by saying that we our strength is the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we tell the enemy, it's not, you have, we have something you're never going to win. We have Hashem fighting on our side. V'shimcha li'olam no desela. And so therefore, for your name, we have to always offer praise. And that's the way it goes. Now, having concluded the review of the glorious past, now we take a look and realize that we lost some of that in our lives. You abandon, disgrace us, and you don't go with us anymore because we've sinned, right? Your Holy Spirit doesn't rest on our troops today. You cause us to retreat from the enemy, right? And the fact of the matter is that our haters continue to plunder for themselves. You delivered us like sheep. in that situation. Those of us who weren't slaughtered, we got given over. Timchor amcha b'lo hon. You're selling us out in a very, very, very low price, in a long galus, as if you never take us back, says the Radak. And whenever you buy a slave for a big price, you treat the slave well. At least you hold on to your investment. But our enemies took us in as slaves for almost nothing, which really sort of says they can treat us like garbage because we're expendable, we're disposable. Timkor amcha b'lo hon v'lo ribisa b'mchiro seim t'simenu cherpa. You made us a disgrace. L'shcheinenu, to our enemies. Lag v'kelas l'svivo seinu. Right? And we become embarrassed in that process. T'simenu mashal b'goyim. We know rosh b'alumim. Everyone else looks at us and they point to us and say, this is how you shouldn't be. Don't be like the Jews. Kol hayom klimasi negdi u'boshas panai kisasni. You should just know that all day long, right? Kol hayom. And my embarrassment's in front of me. Mikol mecharifu megandif mipi oyevu misnakeim. And by the way, the voice of the blasphemer in front of the enemy, everything is going on. Kozos basanu b'losh chachnucha. So at the very least, Hashem, just realize we're in this terrible situation. Just understand, and while this is all going on, despite our suffering, we never forget to say thank you, Hashem. And also, b'losh shikanu b'vrisecha, even under the duress, we don't give up our faith. We don't convert, right? Lo nasoga chorli beinu v'ateita ashurenu minei archecha. You should just know that we don't. Our hearts don't move backwards, and our footsteps don't stray from your path. Kidiki sanu bimkom tanin atchas aleinu b'tzalmabes. Even when you crush us around snakes, and you turn around and leave us in the shadow of death. Giving up at that point, what's the value in that? God, you'll know that. There's no point over there. Instead, you should just understand, Hashem, because of your sake, we were killed all day long. We're like sheep to slaughter. The Medrash points out in Koheles, that as animals prepared for slaughter, the righteous submit to their executioners just the same way. And that's how we handle ourselves. Giving up our life is not the only way we martyr them. The Gemara says the way we give up is kol hayom. We willingly do bris mila even with the danger. We speak in the praise of talmidei chachamim who undergo hardship. And we understand it's not just the death that is righteous. It's more than that. It's the fact that we have people who live a life of sacrifice to Hashem, and so we say Ura Lama Tishan Hashem Hekitzal Tiznach Lanetzach Hashem. Why do you sleep? Right, wake up, Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. The Gemara says in the second Beis Hamikdash there were a bunch of Levim who were known as the Maorin. They would stand on the stage in the Chatzer. And they would say this pasuk, and Yochanan Kohen Gadol got rid of the practice because it sounded like they were cursing Hashem. But the Maharsha says even the figurative meaning only applies when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. And so saying why does Hashem sleep is an embarrassment. But the truth is what we're saying is Hashem don't give up on Aslama Panecha Tastio Tishkach on Yenu Belachatenu. Why are you hiding your face from us? Forget as if. You are ignoring our affliction and our pressure. Kishocha leafar nafshenu dav galar tzbitnenu. You put down and prostrated to the dust is the way we're living. We're clinging to the earth by our belly. Kuma esraseinu danuf denu man chazdech. Arise, help us and wake us up through your kindness. This is the understanding. Once Am Yisrael has descended to the low point, the nation begins to descend and rise. And so it's important for us to understand that when Am Yisrael is restored to its former glory, the world will recognize that Hashem no longer hides his presence from us, and that will demonstrate that Am Yisrael is our chosen nation. We are not, we may be down, but we are not out. And B'nai Korach want us to understand that. We'll continue with some of the exciting other words of B'nai Korach when we get to Kapitel Memhei, which we'll do when we meet again tomorrow. But in the meantime, everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.